Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
The American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, the stimulus program that was passed in February 2009, was by far the largest affirmation of the point of view that I'm expressing, that investing in the green economy is good for jobs. I mean, depending on how you count, roughly $100 billion of that overall $800 billion program was devoted to promoting environmental investments, both in the public sector and private sector. So at least at that moment, 2 years ago, the prevailing idea was that building up the green economy was a great way to pursue our recovery, to create jobs. That idea is still correct, in my view. Nothing has changed. I mean, what has changed in terms of attitudes, I think, is frustration over the slowness of the recovery. I share that frustration. I mean, even though we had a big stimulus program, we still have 9.5% official unemployment. So one of the arguments that has crept back in was that all this talk about a stimulus and green investments creating jobs, it turns out to have been nonsense because look at the unemployment rate. Well, that's not the correct way to look at it. And so the correct way to look at it is to say the magnitude of our crisis as of 2 years ago was overwhelming. The investments that we have undertaken in promoting the green economy have succeeded in both cleaning the environment, moving us on the right path towards a clean energy economy, and job creation. We need to continue on that path. So everything that we do that promotes growth in clean energy investment, and by the same token, the transformation out of fossil fuels and into a clean energy economy, is going to be good for jobs. Each and every time that we raise the issue of, you know, well, do we need cleaner boilers? Of course, you could say a business that has to invest in a clean boiler doesn't want to spend the money. But if you think about it, investing in a clean boiler means that there's more spending on the economy on boilers. That's job creating. That's exactly what we're trying to do, is to get businesses to invest in new things. And of all the new things that we can do, why not make the priority fighting global warming and building a clean energy economy for our children?
So with the green aspects of the stimulus, it was obviously about government spending and investment in these areas. Now the question is around several regulatory matters. How does that fit in with that transition that you were talking about?
Right. It was $100 billion that was put aside for that. But most of it actually was not public sector spending. $75 billion of the $100 billion was actually incentive programs for the private sector to spend. Only 25 of the $100 billion was direct government spending. So the connection between the stimulus program and regulations is straightforward, in that the stimulus program creates positive money incentives for businesses to invest in the clean energy economy. The regulatory new regulations establish disincentives for continuing with dirty energy activities. So the two things work together in lockstep. You need both of them.
So a little bit of stick in the form of these regulations.
Yes.
To go along with the carrot that was in the stimulus.
Yes, we need both. We need both because, the price of burning oil and coal is simply not reflecting the environmental damages. And we're not talking about trivial things here. We're talking about a potential of disastrous environmental consequences not that far off. This must be taken seriously. I mean, this has to get imbued into our consciousness and not say, well, it's time to put it off. It's time to put it off. This is something that we have to stick to and work through ways in which fighting global warming is going to be consonant with the things we also care about, that is job creation and getting out of the recession.
But when you say increasing the cost of fossil fuels, that's what is behind the argument that says imposing these additional regulations, imposing additional costs on businesses and the economy is going to hamper recovery, isn't it?
Well, first of all, the price of oil is going up anyway, regulations or no regulations, and the price of oil is going up faster than what any regulation could do. And that's largely because of speculation in the commodities futures markets, which is another issue we need to talk about in terms of regulating it. However, the primary thrust of the stimulus program, and more generally, the primary thrust of environmental investments right now, in my view, should be in energy efficiency. So that as we invest in energy efficiency, that means we're actually saving money. That means we're doing more with less energy, fossil fuel or renewable energy, so that all the money we spend is going to come back to us right away and quickly. So most of the money that was in the stimulus program for clean energy was actually about enhancing investments in energy efficiency now.
What is the counter argument to your argument? What do you hear from the other side that you think is legitimate criticism of your position that these are job creating moves?
Well, there have been a lot of criticisms. Anyone can read about them on the web. I've been in a lot of debates. I think that the strongest counter-argument, a legitimate counter-argument, is that the things that I'm talking about all sound great, and we can see how they work in the long term. But in the short term, we're going to face transitions. In the short term, we already have an economy that's operating the way it is on a foundation of fossil fuels. We have communities whose livelihoods are based on the fossil fuel economy. We can think about communities in, say, Louisiana and Texas that are tied to the oil industry or tied to the natural gas industry. And certainly in those places, there will be costs undergone to the extent we undertake a transition. So, yes, that's absolutely true. There are transition costs, and that's why in any measure that the government undertakes, there have to be some features of it that acknowledge the transition costs and ease the transition. Now, then a secondary issue is you say, well, of course, forget about Louisiana and Texas. There's transition costs for everybody. If you tell me, I have to buy a new boiler, I still have to buy a new boiler. That is also true. But the whole point with the new boiler is it's going to be more efficient so that over time, you're actually going to save money. And the point of the government programs now is to subsidize the cost of the new boiler to make it easier for people to invest in something like a new boiler, and then over time reap the rewards of having a more efficient source of energy.
But why take on the additional costs of transition during the down economy? What's the harm in waiting until the economy recovers somewhat and then go for the environmental improvement?
Right. Well, the first issue is we're really fighting, a hard deadline in terms of global warming. I mean, it's not like we can dawdle in terms of fixing the environmental impacts of CO2 emissions in the economy. I mean, generously, I'd say we have 20 to 30 years before we are facing irreparable damage and maybe ecological catastrophe. I mean, I'm not an alarmist and I'm not a climate scientist, but serious climate scientists tell us there's a non-trivial chance that if we don't take action now and dramatically lower CO2 emissions over the course of the next 20 years, we have a real possibility of facing ecological catastrophe. So 20 years is a very short amount of time to undertake a massive transition of your energy infrastructure. So we can't wait 1 year, 2 years. We don't know when the recession actually is going to fully end. I mean, we couldn't predict the beginning and we can't predict the end. That's point one. Number two is this point that investing in clean energy now is a stimulus. It's a powerful stimulus. It's a very effective stimulus. I mean, if we think back to getting out, what got the U.S. and global economy out of the 1930s depression? The biggest single factor by far was massive investments in the military and fighting a war. And that's what got us out. So if we think even on a smaller scale about very large scale investments today in building a clean energy economy and defeating the war on climate change, that will be a major stimulus in the same way that fighting World War II was a stimulus in the 1940s.
Professor Robert Poland with UMass Amherst's Political Economy Research Institute. Thanks very much.
It's been great. Thank you.